You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. A few hours ago, about 57 miles northwest of Sichuan's provincial capital in China, the capital is Chengdu, a major earthquake struck 7.8 on the Richter scale. We're just now getting reports of damages and casualties. It's believed that four people were killed when some school buildings collapsed in the Chongqing area, and one person was killed in the city of Mianyang in Santai County when a water tower collapsed. Earthquakes are common in China, but 7.8 on the Richter scale is significant. Joining us now is Quentin Somerville, who is the Beijing correspondent for the BBC. Quentin, the leader of China has called for all-out efforts to rescue victims of this earthquake. That suggests that there is some widespread damage.
Absolutely. All-out rescue efforts to help the victims. The People's Liberation Army have been deployed and the Air Force. And not just that, China's Prime Minister Wen Jiabao, in the last hour and a half or so, has left Beijing to travel to the scene. So clearly this is a very significant earthquake. We know that it was at least 7.8 on the Richter scale, which would mean it's a major earthquake, a very powerful earthquake. Earthquakes this powerful, there's only about 18 of them a year, and certainly China hasn't seen one this powerful in quite some time. We believe the epicenter was about 100 kilometers north of Chengdu. That's a big city, 10 million people, at least 10 million people in that city. And clearly it was a big earthquake because we felt it here in Beijing. We're about 930 miles, 1,500 kilometers away from there. It was even felt in Shanghai, and the reports that people in Bangkok felt tremors.
Now, it was 18 miles deep, according to U.S. geologists. What is the likelihood that damage would accrue to, say, the Three Gorges Dam, which is actually nearby?
Well, the initial reports we're hearing from the Reuters news agency say that the Three Gorges Dam has been undamaged by the earthquake, that there's been no visible damage to the structure. Of course, it's the world's largest dam, a huge civil engineering project which has taken generations to build, but uses the latest construction techniques to ensure that it can withstand earthquakes. And that's certainly the case in a lot of China's cities, because remember, these cities, these new cities of tens of millions of people have sprung up in the last 20 years, so they use the latest architecture to protect against earthquakes. That's not the case, though, in the countryside, and we believe the epicenter of this earthquake happened in rural China, where it could have a devastating effect, and not just on properties, of course, which aren't built to withstand earthquakes, but also to a number of people there.
Quentin, there are some sketchy reports of deaths already. Are these numbers likely to rise?
It's difficult to speculate, but with an earthquake of this scale, it's hard to see how the numbers could stop at what we have already. And what we've heard already is that five people have died in Chongqing. Four of them were children who were killed when their primary school collapsed, and then in a neighbouring province, a water tower collapsed, killing another individual. We expect those numbers to rise through the day. It's still only a matter of hours since the earthquake happened. Communication with the region has been damaged. The airport has now been shut down. It's only receiving aid and relief workers.
All right, Quentin, last question then. What is the track record generally of China in dealing with earthquakes, even one that is as severe as this one seems to be? Do they have a good track record?
I think the important, perhaps it's an unfair comparison with earlier earthquakes, which China was woefully unprepared for. And tens, thousands, perhaps even millions of people have died in the past as a result of earthquakes. But what China is increasingly used to dealing with is large natural disasters. Every year here in China, millions of people are temporarily evacuated across the country, particularly the south of the country, during typhoon season, when there is flooding in the north. The People's Liberation Army and the authorities are very good at dealing with and responding fairly quickly to those events. And what we're actually also been seeing today is that the Chinese media, which isn't known for its nimbleness, has been fairly responsive and has been giving people as much information as possible as it's been becoming available.
Well, thank you, Quentin Somerville, BBC China correspondent. Of course, this is a test of the new China and also of the pre-Olympic China. Thank you very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.